So Paul says, I am writing to you concerning the erroneous doctrine and expectations that's going around.
When my life is over, Christ comes.
Concerning the coming of Christ and our gathering together unto him.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
That you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by a spirit, some spirit that's trying to move you away, or teach you or seduce you in another understanding.
There ain't no way Christianity is going to endure on this earth after my death. And if he doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again.
Nor by word. Don't let nobody tell you that Paul said that this is what would happen.
It's a very devastating statement, the Apostle Paul said. I have been charged with preaching another gospel.
Neither by letter, that they try to back up that the resurrection is past already and Christ has already come.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Concerning the day of the Lord, or the day of Christ at hand. How soon is he coming now? Do we know?
When my life is over, Christ comes.
And then he goes on and he says this.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
Let no man deceive you. Here is my proclamation concerning the coming of Christ.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
See, because it's a very devastating statement, the Apostle Paul said. He said, if a man come and preach another gospel than has been preached, let him be accursed, which I have been charged to do, preaching another gospel.
Some spirit is trying to move you away, or teach you, or seduce you in another understanding. Let no man deceive you.
We have come into this house.
Hallelujah! Oh yes, Lord. Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah!
Too much attention.
Oh, yes.
You want to persist on doing your own way, your own will, make your own judgments, then you don't need me at all. And that's exactly what the church world is saying today.
Hallelujah. Now, Lord.
I'm rich.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, Lord.
Now you may be seated.
Hallelujah.
I said to you, you went into the world. And I did that again the other day. I pulled up the prophecy and I emphasize. I magnify. I actually glorify.
Hallelujah.
I say, it's God in it. When you talk about glorifying something,
Hallelujah.
You're putting God in it.
Yes.
I had the Lord cover my heart a little bit. Not as much as I'd like to see it.
Hallelujah.
But he comforted my heart with the scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Whether you accept it or not,
oh, bless you.
That's the only thing that upholds me is the scriptures.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The revelation of God to my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
My heart.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you,
and,
Jesus.
Even though I don't get the witness from man,
witness from God. Oh, bless you.
I constantly get challenged in your witness.
Hallelujah.
To you and the people out there. I still have the witness of God.
Hallelujah.
And of course, only about two or three of you honestly, sincerely believe that.
Hallelujah.
Because you all want to hold to your witness.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's not good enough.
Amen.
If you receive the witness of a man,
Hallelujah.
Even your man.
Yes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
You would deny the witness of God, would you?
No.
But some of you deny the witness of your old man.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, see what I'm saying?
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you received the witness a long time ago, every one of you.
Hallelujah.
Or you wouldn't even be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And what happened was you received the witness within yourself.
Amen.
And you witnessed from your
Jesus.
Man. Your man witnessed to it.
Jesus.
And that it did pretty good.
Hallelujah.
Until it came to the point where your witness is not strong enough.
Amen.
So the only thing you're going to keep today is the witness of God. And too many people are denying that witness.
Oh, God.
That's the thing I keep talking to this world about over and over again. Now, I was thinking again about all of the things that come against me like a flood. Now, we get every one of you here, whether you want to admit or not, you've been hit from every side. But
thank
the biggest hit you take is from the one inside.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your own heart.
Yes. Wow.
Your own heart.
Yes.
When you start denying what God has already told you from your heart, and we've been told that this is a time of denial.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
This is the apostate generation. This is the denying generation. This is the betraying generation.
Yes.
And it goes in progress. It's step by step.
Mm.
It's somewhere down the line, God doesn't stop that progress of this Antichrist spirit that is gripping on every single one of you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And you see, I said that very gentle, but you say, not so.
Oh, God.
Not me.
Oh,
see? But it is you.
Yes, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Me, oh, Lord.
And it's like I said the other day to some of the brothers. Because of my humanity, a lot of you folk will no longer receive my words as the word of God.
Mm.
Which it is. Now, the first thing this morning, oh, by the way, I sat for a moment in the dining hall this day long. And then I heard God speak to me.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Again, you can receive the witness in yourself to that.
Oh, God.
Or reject it.
Amen.
Every time you come face to face with the reality of the time,
You got to make a judgment. I don't care what it is. I don't care what job you're doing. I don't care what life you're living. You've got to determine, is God in this?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord.
And a lot of times we see things that we don't think God's in.
Amen.
So we make a judgment against God.
Amen. So true.
And those of us want to accept that most of the time we judge as men.
Amen.
And we don't judge as God.
Amen. Amen.
And so therefore we're in a dilemma.
Mm.
But I did hear God speaking this morning. Because I was troubled like everybody else. Yeah, I get troubled. Paul said we're troubled on every side.
Every side, yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Now, I'd like to know why I said that. And there was a hesitancy in responding in your spirit when I actually quoted a scripture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Paul said we are troubled. Paul said we are troubled. Paul said we are troubled. That's as far as I went with. Now, this is a man that heard the Spirit of God through the apostles say, let not your heart be troubled. But he acknowledged the trouble. And then he told us, if we would acknowledge the trouble, then don't be distressed by it.
Hallelujah.
I want to get this one point out. I'm almost afraid to say it because I know it's going to happen. I know what the people, how to respond when I tell them what God told me. But here's what God told me. He says, son, if God be for you, who?
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, are you for me?
Hallelujah.
You believe he is? A long time I've warned this world, this mankind, you don't want to play any part against whatever God's doing in somebody else's life. You may not like it, but it's still God's doing.
Amen.
So don't be against what he's doing.
Amen.
And this time, he's chastising.
Oh, yes.
This time, he's severe.
Yes, yes.
And when you see God chastising somebody else, you ought to take heed to it.
Oh, yes.
And let the chastisement of somebody else bring about a little chastisement to you. Because chastisement is God's doing.
Good for the soul.
Well, I'm even talking soft. I'm not even yelling. I'm not even screaming. Now, before I go any further, I have to address the issue that I'm going to come back to the work of God amongst his people. Because what a desperate measure. That, you know what God's doing today, you folks? You understand what he's doing? He's given the whole world to destruction.
Oh, Jesus.
So he can save you.
My Lord.
Does anybody understand that? Have you not heard? What if God will? Does anybody realize that God needs to make his power known? Wow. I can't get an answer out of this house. Well, out there they are. I'm going to answer. Well, you're misapplying it. Am I? God's raised up this new world order. This world of wars and tribulation that is destined to kill billions.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
To make his power known.
Amen.
And then his power will really be known that he saves you. Ready. You think you know his power then? You think you rejoice in the God of your salvation then? That's the language that this Christian world doesn't understand.
Amen.
Or don't want to understand, or don't want to believe.
Amen.
Because of iniquity.
many times I've told you what caused the disillusioning among the apostles.
Hallelujah.
To the point where they literally forsook Jesus. Many times I've told you what it was that caused them to do that. I have told you. Many times. It wasn't ending the way they had perceived.
Hallelujah.
They couldn't perceive the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And because they couldn't perceive the cross, they couldn't perceive the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And I've told you many times. This morning you heard me talk to that man, or heard me talk about that man. Well, I picked up the phone, which I do again, and I call that young fellow. I try to be kind to him, and as far as I know, I hope I got through to him. Hi, John. You got the phone on, don't you? Or the internet? Or are you going to call me tomorrow and say, I didn't hear you? Yeah, what the man asked me was, would you please give us your opinion on what's going on in the world today in reference to Matthew 21, the last generation, and in reference to this and reference. I said, my God, man, if there's ever a man that has discussed the issues of the world and the wars and the happenings and the generations and the apostation, and thank God, but they don't hear. Would you believe that he said, what do you think about that scripture in Matthew 24 where it says, and this generation shall not pass away? He said, do you think we're in that generation yet?
Hallelujah.
I said, it's just about ready to pass.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you folks don't believe that. We don't live like we believe that.
Hallelujah.
And someone said, well, what about you? Now, go do all you want to. That's why I'm being very sober this morning. Before I go any further, though, I want to just read something that just came to me again this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Then I'm going to get to the spiritual aspect of what God wants to do with his people. Because there are very few, you know.
Amen.
Seek and you shall find. But few that be that find it, because they won't seek.
My Lord Jesus.
Strive you to enter in.
Yes, Lord.
But few will only a few will strive.
Yes.
And I'm sure that most of you have persuaded and convinced yourself that you're striving.
Mm.
And we end up deceiving our own selves.
Yes, Lord.
Let me get this out of the way. What exactly is President Obama doing? And why all the delays? Is he looking for a way out? In essence, telling the Syrians and the Russians, we are going to strike. But don't worry. We aren't going to go after anything important in the hope that nothing else will come of it. Now, I'm sure that most of you are sitting out there saying, what's he talking about? We're talking about the delay. Or it seems, we're Syria.
Hallelujah.
Well, you see, the truth of the matter is, the Syrian situation is a biblical one.
Amen.
Just like Iraq was. Just like Iran is.
Amen.
And the only reason I keep talking about it is because of Damascus.
Hallelujah.
And when we see what God is setting up over there, we see what he's doing here.
Oh, God.
If you heard me talk this morning a little bit on this particular subject, you heard me take you back to the first dungeon. You did? Uh-huh. You ever go back and refer to the ram and the goat? Oh, you did? Uh-huh. Sure did. In those particular series of preaching, I mentioned how Iran must come down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I did.
Amen.
What's that got to do with anything? Well, as you watch it, scriptures unfolding in the world, you see what God is doing?
Hallelujah.
He's judging the world by us.
Amen.
Do we believe that?
Hallelujah.
Does that disturb us enough?
Hallelujah.
Do we see God fulfilled? Now, I don't want to talk too much about it because I got something else that's on my heart. But I told you. Ooh, help me God not to lose it here this morning. That the he-goat was going to wax great. And then the horn would be broken. And then I'm the only man that told you what that horn was and is. And I'm not even going to talk to you for an answer.
Hallelujah.
But I did tell you what it was. And that's the reason why you're seeing the delay now with this Damascus thing. That's why you're seeing the delay. Because the he-goat has waxed great after Iraq and Afghanistan. But now the horn is being broken.
Hallelujah.
It's military might.
Thank you, Lord.
If you could breathe, if you would listen, if you would take heed. Just yesterday, the masses of the military general said, we can't fight another war.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why you're going to see Israel make their own move against Iran.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I see it.
With the hypothetical backing.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Hard to believe that Israel has more money than we do. That the whole folk that's backing Israel have more money than the ones that's backing the United States.
Hallelujah.
Everybody knows that the international bankers are Jewish. Are you anti-Jewish? No, I'm just telling the facts. The Rothschilds are Jews. They control the banking system.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, the other day was a picture unique. The Pope of Rome literally bowed to the Queen of Jordan. Bowed. Literally. I saw the picture. Yeah. Somebody said, what in the world? No Pope's ever done that. No one's ever done that. I said he bowed. Very obvious what he was doing. She wasn't bowing to him. She wasn't kissing his ring. Of course, most of you people don't put no federation to the thing. You can't remove the Vatican from this world event that's taking place. The Vatican has always worked behind the scenes as a hidden entity.
Yes.
True glory. Amen.
Always.
Amen.
It's like our CIA. Hard for us to believe that every war that's ever been fought, every rebel system have been orchestrated by the secret brotherhood,
yes, Lord,
manipulating the power of the structure of the world. Clandestine. That's what happened with Syria.
Oh,
it was found out very clearly that those gas was put out were done by CIA operatives who literally were in there passed himself off as rebels. That's why the world's laughing at us. Now, the point I want to get across is, then I'll go on, is that the horn has to do with the finances and the military might of the American people. That's the horn. That's being broken now. And it's now being broken. It will have to make a move very quickly against Iran for it to be finally broken. It will take the move against Iran that will break it.
Amen.
We're running out of money.
Amen.
That's why the military is actually opposed Mr. Obama now, so we can't afford to fight a war in Syria. And that's why when the hit is finally taken, it's going to blast Damascus right off the map. Because they cannot afford a prolonged conflict.
Oh, Jesus.
And when they get hysterical, they'll blow that city right off the map. That is Bible prophecy.
Amen.
It won't take long. And if they do that before they hit Iran, they will definitely have to hit Iran very quickly afterwards. Because when they touch Damascus, Iran, Russia, and all those people are going to respond.
Thank you, Father.
Of course, we're too busy living our little old lives, aren't we? We're so like the apostles, we just didn't
visualize that this is the way it was going to end. Well, it's not the way it's going to end. This is just the way it could end.
Hallelujah.
It's not going to end like this.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the things that this fellow who put this article out says, he said, the world's laughing at us.
Amen.
They're laughing at Obama. He doesn't know what to do. Mm. And how many times have I quoted to you in a scripture? I will have them in derision.
Amen.
Upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts fell in for fear, and he that sits upon the circle of the earth will laugh.
Yes, Lord.
And have them in derision.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, that happens out there because it's already happened in the church. Remember, judgment always begins at the house of God.
Yeah.
And if it begins first at the house of God, then it begins with me. Well, so I says, are you under judgment, brothers? Absolutely. Positively. So you think because I'm under judgment, you're going to escape it?
My Lord.
You think you're going to tell me to quit doing 13? You ain't going to quit. You're not going to quit manifesting your own iniquity, your own desires, what you want. Well, you're under judgment.
Thank you, Lord.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne.
Yes, God.
High and lifted up. His train filled the temple.
Oh, God.
Above it stood the seraphim.
Yes.
Each one had 6 wings.
Yes, yes, Lord.
With 20 covered his face.
Oh,
with 20 covered his feet.
Hallelujah.
With 20 did fly.
Yes.
Amen.
And one cried unto the other and said, holy.
Holy.
Holy. Holy.
Holy.
Holy.
Holy.
The Lord of hosts.
Yes.
The whole earth.
Hallelujah.
The whole earth is full of his glory.
Amen.
Glory. My Lord.
Glory.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Whenever you see God's glory,
hallelujah,
it's holy.
Yes,
Lord.
And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried.
Mm.
And the house was filled with smoke.
Hallelujah.
Then said I, woe is me.
Woe is me, yes, Lord.
For I am undone.
Undone, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because I'm a man of unclean lips.
My Lord.
Now I'm sure that everyone would agree with that in reference to me. But I'm wondering if you agree with the rest of it.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I always like to agree with God's judgment on somebody else.
Amen.
The same judgment's on you.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
That's where we like to draw the line.
Thank you, Lord.
Woe is me, for I'm undone.
Undone, yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm not finished yet. I need God's finished with me.
Oh,
I'm undone. I'm not done yet. He's not done yet.
No, may God.
One of these days, he's going to finish it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm trying my best to preach this in such a way that I don't put it off on you. Do what you want to do. I'm talking to the people out here around this world that are in trouble, wandering from sea to sea, turning the dial one way or the other, looking for. That's why I tried to tell that young man this morning. I said, you're going to have to make an effort, sir. There's no reason for you not to hear.
Amen.
None whatsoever. Especially you.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it beautiful how God always gives hope in the midst of a desperate situation?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I compare this house with what I see, and there's no comparison at all.
My Lord.
Amen.
And he laid upon, then threw one of the seraphims on me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips.
Hallelujah.
And thine iniquity is taken away.
Hallelujah.
And thy sin purged.
Hallelujah.
What did I have to do with that? Not a thing, boy. It's all my doing.
Hallelujah.
He said, go.
Hallelujah.
Ah, when I read this, I said, my God. I've been doing it, Lord. And he said, go and tell this people.
Oh, God.
Hear you indeed.
Jesus.
But understand not. Did you understand what I just did? I hope so. Go and tell this people, hear you indeed, but understand not. See you indeed, but perceive not.
Amen.
You don't really know what's going on, do you?
Hallelujah.
Make the heart of this people fat. Make their ears heavy. Boy, you talk so much that we just can't take anymore. You just weigh us down with these words of warning and these admonitions. Make their ears heavy and shut their eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Lest they, this is the word of God to the prophet Isaiah. Make the heart of the people fat. Make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. What in the world? What kind of a message is that, God? Then said I, Lord, how long?
Oh God.
And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitants.
Yes, Lord.
Now I took that to simply mean until all the cities are empty of God's people. Then there won't be none of God's people dwelling in the cities. They've got to get out of the cities.
Hallelujah.
And since you got out of the city, you've got to get the city out of you.
Lord. Oh, Jesus.
This world's not our home.
Thank God.
Glory, glory.
We are not inhabitants of the earth.
No.
We are those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. He's our habitation. That's where we live. In Christ. Get excited. Aren't you? Ah, I wish we stopped being so simple. Oh, God. And the Lord have removed men far away. And there will be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. You notice how that forsaking grips so many people? But yet, right in the midst of that, but yet, it shall be a tent.
Hallelujah.
It shall return. Talk about people. And shall be eaten as a fell tree and as an oak whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance of them. When God gets all done, working out his perfection and purification, then shall their righteousness spring forth speed. Now, I'm not sure, Father, whether I got that out the way you wanted me to, but I did the best I could do with it. I'm really working at a disadvantage, Lord, just like you are. You're trying to show yourself to your people, but they got their eyes on himself.
Oh,
somebody else, not on you.
God.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, I don't, maybe you do know somebody, but I don't know of anybody who's ever dealt so much with the tribulation as I have.
Amen.
Not only have we talked about it, we're in it. We're in tribulation.
Thank you, God.
I don't know of any time in my ministry that I haven't suffered a degree of tribulation. From the very beginning, tribulation. And when you get in tribulation, you're in the wilderness. At times you come where you don't know where you're going or what you're doing until God finally has to identify it for you.
Hallelujah.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, the thing that stands this out is those days.
Hallelujah.
Not just general tribulation. That took place in people's lives. You've had tribulation in your life ever since you ever came to Christ.
Amen.
From the very first day when you start to testify that Christ had changed your heart and came into your heart and that you were going to be different, somebody didn't believe you, somebody made mocking. You said, it won't last, it won't endure. And why don't you acknowledge that today? Why won't you just humble yourself down and say, Lord, that's the truth? Oh, you've always run roughshod over everything, haven't you?
Not so.
And just let your old man be crucified this morning. Let the word of God just crucify him. Let it do it.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, the sin which does so easily beset us. Of course, again, if I stop right there and tell you that we don't want to admit or acknowledge that besetting sin,
my Lord,
the one that sidetracks us, gets our mind off of the goal,
my Lord,
the one that holds us back from pursuing. I remember years ago I told you about this, about A.E. Abbott. He wrote a book on my besetting sin. And he went down the line back in those days and he named a bunch of sins. He would have told Al his besetting sin was alcohol. He had told me my besetting sin was adultery. He had told your besetting sin was your drugs or your pride.
Yes,
Lord.
In other words, he identified certain sins that somewhere, somebody was being beset by that specific sin.
Amen.
Then we do the same thing today. And while we do that, we ignore the besetting sin.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Which is unbelief.
Yeah.
We look at people, we look at each individual and say, I just don't.
Hallelujah.
I got to watch it, Lord. I'm trying my best because if I don't, I really don't want to get kicked back in the teeth, Lord. I want to try to do what you tell me to do. You have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children.
Hallelujah.
My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Do you ever realize that?
Hallelujah.
Do you ever realize that when you see somebody else being scourged or chastened, do you fully understand who that is? Speaking they hear not. I ask you again, I just read a clear statement out of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
When you,
thank you, Lord,
see someone else being scorched or chastened, do you know what you're seeing?
Hallelujah.
I ask you again. Very simple. I'll read it for you. For whom the Lord loveth,
loveth, yes.
He chastened.
He chastened.
Hallelujah.
And scourge it.
Yes.
Every son.
Hallelujah.
Every son.
Amen.
Whom he received.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. If you want to glory in the chastisement of somebody, glory in the fact that they're a son.
Son. Amen.
Glory in the fact that God's their father.
Hallelujah.
Glory in the fact that God loves them so much that he may have to turn around and scourge you.
Amen.
He will have to do that, you know.
Yes.
Every son he receives now.
Amen.
Everyone.
Amen.
Oh, we are hard, aren't we?
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a spirit inside of us.
Hallelujah.
If you endure chastening, in what? If you enjoy it? God did a few that were sons.
Hallelujah.
For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? And because we're sons.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But
hallelujah.
If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And not sons.
Amen.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Well, my glad God was me.
Yes.
Why are you scourging me? Why are you chastising me? Because I love you.
Love you.
I'm for you. I'm there on your side. I'm for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come here again.
Oh, yes, he does.
You know God's for us here.
Yes.
Do you know that this place is a place of chastisement?
Amen.
Do you understand that that's why he brought you? Do you know when he brought you out in the wilderness? The Israelite, he brought him out to chastise him. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Are you able to grasp that?
Amen.
How many times have we read the scripture? God said, I brought you out into this wilderness to see what was in your heart.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Do you think God's not trying our hearts?
Yes, He is. Thank
In fact,
you.
I wanted to do that a little while ago. Search me, oh God, and know my heart today. Try me, oh Savior, know my thoughts, I pray.
Hallelujah, thank you, God.
See if there be some wicked way in me.
Hallelujah.
Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Oh, Holy Ghost,
oh, yes, Lord.
Restoration will come through Thee.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Send restoration.
Oh, restoration on that.
Start the work
in me.
Thy word declares You will supply our need. For restoration, Lord, I humbly
leave.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Heart. Please don't mock.
Hallelujah.
Come on, stop your mocking when you see someone who's striving to be. Please,
Hallelujah.
I plead with you.
Yes, Lord.
Don't mock me.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
This generation's a generation of mockers, scoffers, walking after their own lust.
Hallelujah.
You know, I can quote scripture over and over again, and somehow we as apply it to one thing, we won't apply it to something else. For instance, we've heard it lately. The scripture that make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust of it. But the only way we apply it is to one specific sin. What about your lust for recognition? Are you lust for power? Are you lust? Come on, you make provision to exercise your own iniquity?
My Lord.
Your own will? Trying to get a condition where you can have your own way?
Thank you, Lord.
But nobody wants to say that they're part of the iniquity that. Because iniquity abounds!
Yes.
Now, I'm the only one that told you that that's a twofold word there. The love of God for many, He don't love the many anymore.
Hallelujah.
You don't love the many. For God so loved the world, He loved the many. Today, don't do that now. Now he loves his church.
Oh,
his church that came to realize that they are his church because they were sinners. And God said, you receive this love of God for you. Church, all you were sinners, He died for you. Now keep yourself in that love of God. We're facing, brother and sister, the end of this day. No matter how you want to look at it, it's coming to an end.
Thank God.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you. Now, no chasing for the present seems to be joyous. Well, that's the truth.
Amen.
But grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, it will yield.
It
will.
It will.
I'm not changing it, I'm just magnifying it.
Hallelujah.
It will yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Hallelujah.
Cast out.
Thank you, Lord.
Wherefore lift up the hand which hang down.
Yes.
and the feeble knees.
Yes.
Make straight paths for your feet. Bless that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed.
Amen.
Follow peace.
Hallelujah.
With all men.
Yes.
And holiness.
Holiness.
Without which no man shall see the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Looking diligently.
Hallelujah.
Part of the
glory.
Right here.
Jesus.
Looking diligently lest any man fail.
Oh, Jesus.
Of the grace of God.
Grace.
Because of a root of bitterness. Spring it up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Trouble you.
Amen.
And thereby many be defiled.
Yes, Lord.
You know, you ought to understand sometimes in our judgment from each other, we judge out of a root of bitterness.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Some years ago, a woman came to me and she said to me, my best friend, I caught her husband cheating on her. She said, I'm going to go tell her what her husband's doing. And way back there, God gave me an answer. I said, don't do that.
Amen.
Don't do that. Amen. Don't go tell that woman that. Well, I think you ought to know. I said, you're going to destroy that very home.
Mm.
Don't do that.
Oh,
go pray. Go to the woman, but don't. And tell her you're praying for her.
Amen.
You see, look, see, I knew you would take my answer. I knew you would like it.
Amen.
See, we go tell things that, for what purpose?
That's right.
What purpose?
Yeah.
What purpose?
Huh? What's your intent behind?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What's bitterness? Sometimes we think people are getting away with something. You know as well as I do. That if God is God and He is God,
He is
ain't
God.
Nobody going to get away with it.
Amen.
God will deal with it.
Right.
In His wisdom and knowledge, because His intent is to save your soul.
Hallelujah.
He has no intention to condemn you, judge you, He will, but condemn you, no. I have a message I preach on sin. The thought of forces of sin.
Amen.
I mean, there's so many things that are sin that we don't even call them sin.
Oh yes, Lord.
Complaining is sin. Murmuring is sin.
Amen.
Discontent is sin.
Amen.
He without sin among you. Thank God Jesus Christ came to take care of sin.
Yes.
If He don't take care of sin,
yes.
Sin's going to take care of us.
Amen.
Thank you for your word, God.
For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau. Fornicator? I thought all he did was
Hallelujah.
One of the bowl of soup or something. Fornicator? See, we don't like the way God uses those words, do we?
Hallelujah.
For instance, he uses the words adultery and adulteresses in those who love the world and the things of the world. Now, the reason why he uses those words, because they those are signs of unfaithfulness.
Yes,
fornication is unfaithfulness. God uses words to try to magnify unfaithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Paul said, I was not disobedient to heavenly vision.
Amen.
See, I'm not going to be unfaithful to the calling that God gave me.
No.
I'm not. I was sitting this morning thinking about that again as I was on the radio. And I even tried to tell... You know, when I do something like that on the radio, you would think that that would stop everything as far as finances. What do you... You don't get out and tell the people you spent $200,000 last month. That don't make sense. You make them think you ain't got enough. But see, I've been told a long time ago, and I've even told you, every one of you, brother, I didn't need your money.
Oh,
But you needed to give.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because God told you to. And how blessed it was that God had somebody that you could give it to.
Amen.
You just can't give it to anybody.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Aren't you blessed?
Amen.
Yes.
Blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I actually get on the radio and tell people, this is a ministry you can give to.
Hallelujah.
And remember, in order for you to give it, you got to have somebody to receive it. You can give your life to God. Aren't you glad you have a God who will receive you? You give your heart to God. Come out from among them, he said. Be you separate. Be holy unto me, and I will receive you. So
haven't
I?
Amen.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And then I would come and tell you what things are in the world. Well, that's the lust of the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Would that desire to have a car, would that be lust of the flesh?
Yes.
To have your own house and live your own life, would that be the lust of the flesh?
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes. Amen.
But I don't love that, you know? Then how come some of you are pursuing it?
Hallelujah.
Another way, another life? You're not guilty, are you? I mean, those things aren't in your heart, is it? Well, then you can say amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Search me, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Got to thinking this morning when I guess the morning, I forget what morning when I, last night I guess it was when God specifically told me to get up and go pray on the radio at prayer time. Usually at prayer time I go down to the house and sister stairs there, so I go to the house and I lay in the bed. Of course I pray every conscious moment now. I don't care whether it's day or night. I'm being sustained by that word of God that's inside of me.
Hallelujah.
I live by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
That's in my heart, that God just crickets to me.
Hallelujah.
All night long.
Hallelujah.
I come and a word comes to my mouth. The word of God, just like the one I got coming up talking to you here this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
The word of God. But Isaiah, I'm a man of unclean lips.
Oh,
of course, you don't take it that way. You think I'm talking about you more than I'm talking about me, see? You see, you don't mind going along with it. Yeah, he's a man of unclean lips, but you don't like the second part.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm telling you to visit people with unclean lips. And the only hope that you and I have is that angel of God will come and purify our heart and cleanse our mind and cleanse our mouth. So we speak words. You are clean through the word. How many times we've heard the story of where Moses had his hands up and he was winning the battle. Then he got tired. He got weary. And how many times have I even said to you, why didn't you go to Aaron and say, hold your hands up for a while, give me a rest? I tried that here. Come on, you brother. Come on. Take over this day. I'm weary.
Hallelujah.
But that's just not the way it's going to be done, is it?
Amen.
So what you do is you hold up my hands.
Right.
Well, now what did I tell you about lifting up hands? Cleanse your hands while you lift them up. Well, if my hands I'm lifting up to be cleansed and they start coming down, why don't you take your hands and lift my hands up? So we can get cleansed. Don't hang them, pull them down. Because my only hope is to lift up holy hands and that God's going to cleanse them. Why did you get that wrong? Feast of Trumpets coming up here.
Oh yes,
I told you this morning, but I did a little extra research on it. It's one of the considered high holy days. Believe it or not, the fall feasts are considered more holier days than the spring feasts.
Hallelujah.
The ending of the matter.
Hallelujah.
High holy day.
Hallelujah.
Is what they were taught in the pattern. And as you follow even more, the Jewish people in the beginning, and still I guess today, believe that it's a personal day of judgment for everyone.
Right.
That day you stand yourself before the judge.
Hallelujah.
And he makes a judgment on you. Yes. Not against you, for you. You know Jesus is sitting on the Father's right hand and he's making judgments for you. Or don't you understand the word? Entering a plea. Before that, to judge of all the earth,
yes.
An advocate.
Hallelujah.
And the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated, that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
Hallelujah.
Boy, that's something, huh?
Hallelujah.
The word of God so powerful.
Yes.
But under the Old Testament, such a severity.
Yes. Oh God.
Oh, Jesus. For they could not endure.
My Lord.
That which was commanded.
Yes, Lord.
No way can we do that, God. And you're telling us this was going to happen if we break these commandments? Don't talk to us no more. We can't handle that. And so much as a beast touched a mountain, it shall be stoned and thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Ah, those words, God. We just don't have it inside of us to grasp a man like Moses quaking, trembling.
Yes.
At the mighty judgment of God and the severity of God.
Amen.
But you are come unto Mount Zion. Not to the mountain. Not to the mountain in the wilderness. You've come to Mount Zion. And not to the city of the living God. And to an innumerable company of angels that are on your side. And to the Lord encamp around. To the general assembly. And the church of the firstborn. Which are Jesus, you know. Which are written in heaven. And to God the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of evil. Wow. See that? You refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape.
Oh yes.
If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Amen.
Whose voice then shook the earth.
Yes, Lord.
But now, he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only,
amen,
but also heaven.
Amen.
And this word, you once more, yet once more, signifieth the removing,
amen.
And this word.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yet once more speaks to you, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken.
Hallelujah.
As the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Oh my God. There's a shaking in the land. There's a shaking. I remember the first time I heard that, you know, I told you people this.
Oh, hold on.
Before I was 25, I had read the Bible through I don't know how many times. I had read many translations. I had the maybe you've never seen it, but I had what they call the Mark Bible. It was a Bible that had different colors for different subjects.
Hallelujah!
And there was time all together. You go from Genesis to Revelation, and if it was green, it would stand for maybe justification or subject. And you could go through the whole Bible by the color green, and there would be theological references to the subject.
Hallelujah!
I had one of those. It was about that thick. Big Bible. Then I had the Living Bible. And I thought, sure, when I got that one, that the Word of God would come alive. I still got it. In fact, I have the Living Bible laying right next to me. Over in the radio room. It's the only other Bible I have there.
Thank you, Father.
That lays right next to me. And sometimes I look at it because it does read pretty good.
Hallelujah.
But like any other Bible, the letter will kill.
Amen.
I don't care if it's King James.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't care if it's the law of Moses.
Amen.
I don't care if it's the gospel.
Amen.
If you just read the letter,
glory,
it ain't going to give you much hope.
No.
If you understand what the Spirit says when He quickens it, makes it alive, then you're told. Because the Spirit will bring light.
Life.
It will bring meaning to it. It will bring direction to it. It will bring instruction to it.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
What kind of words, God, huh? Amen. Are they going to refuse the words again? It's coming from heaven.
Thank you, Father.
Huh.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
The first person I ever heard to preach that was Ronnie Trapp. It was one of those times when I did like I do with some of you brothers. But I do. Well, you know, I knew Ron quite a while. In fact, Brother Ron, one person said a long time ago, talking about the animal sacrifices. I still remember we was in his house in Memphis. It's one of those suburbs of Charleston. That's where he lived. And he was already losing. He had a store. Had a full-fledged, beautiful Bible bookstore on Dorchester Road. It was big. Almost as big as this building. Stocked with everything. He had a church on Dorchester Road, filled with 200-300 people, with young, most of them were young men, and
Hallelujah.
Somehow that began to disintegrate. It was pretty hard to keep a bunch of young men subjected to one man, all of them young and iniquitous, and when it wasn't long, they started to assert themselves.
Sure.
So that great work just went down, and so he went back to where he lived. I think it was in Hanahan, it might have been. But he had church in his basement, in his garage. And a lot of times back in those days, we didn't have too many people, so I would go to different places. And I went over there one morning, and sometimes he'd let me preach, but not too often.
Hallelujah.
And I didn't really go to preach, but I was always ready.
Yeah.
If I had somebody say, you want to preach? I said, yeah, I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Yeah.
But that particular morning I heard him preaching, and he was talking about the two witnesses and stuff like that. And then he talked about the animal sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
And he said, boy, if that is not an abomination, we'll make this one, I don't know what is.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
He called.
Oh, bless you.
And that basically is what's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
When they offer up another sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, when we've been told clearly it's not by the blood of bulls and goats.
Oh, hallelujah! Glory!
We've gone through that hundreds of times. When Jesus hung on the cross,
hallelujah,
the veil of the temple,
hallelujah,
was rent.
Yes.
That's not just a nice little story in the book.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
God, I wish somebody could be on it.
Hallelujah!
What a story, huh? The veil of the temple, which was between the holy and the holy of holies.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
It was a veil.
Hallelujah.
Something maybe 3.5. I forget how wide it was, but wide.
Hallelujah.
I was probably so wide that most of us can't even comprehend a curtain that thick.
Glory.
How would you make it? How did they make it? But it was there.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible said when he cried, it is finished.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
The veil.
Yes.
Of the temple.
Hallelujah.
Which rent in twain from top to bottom.
Yes,
don't just throw the words aside now.
Lord.
Not from the, no man did it.
No.
Took it apart.
Not
from the top. That's what Paul was talking about when he said we have a new and a living way to enter in through that veil.
Hallelujah.
Through Jesus the Christ. Right up into the Holy of Holies. God, a new living way. And I've even mentioned this to you. The Jew went put it back up again, you know.
Glory.
Did it yet? For 7 years they built the temple back up.
Yeah.
They didn't stop their sacrifices. So God figured so they would put it up again. If he not left one stone upon another. He said, I'll tear it down, I'll tear it down. You don't need that gold and goat. You don't need that Jews. To God, to Jesus, your Christ. Boy, you think the saints of God would be through that veil with
hallelujah.
From your sinners, lost and hopeless.
Yes.
Jesus' blood.
Jesus' blood. Hallelujah.
Can be clean.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
And he's saved.
Thank you for the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Bless you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus'
blood. Hallelujah.
What shall we say then? Is it all sin? God forbid.
Hallelujah.
Nay, I had not known sin.
Amen.
I wouldn't know what sin was.
Glory.
Alone. For I had not known lust.
Hallelujah.
See how I yoked lust this morning?
Jesus.
Huh? Lust for a car, lust for a house. Lust for a life.
Yeah.
All of our life in this world, we made provisions to fulfill that lust.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's in the world?
Huh?
I tried to tell the young lady, and I said, you love the world. She said, no, I don't. You're going out there for a life. You're going out there for the world to give you a life. And you're rejecting the life that God gives you. And you're telling me you're not loving the world? And you want to tell me you love God?
Lord,
well, the Bible says different.
Yes. Lord.
Amen.
Any man love the world?
Well,
and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not.
Amen.
How many times does the Christian church in America try to persuade each other that they love God while they're loving the world?
Oh, yes, Lord.
And the things the world offers.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father.
And how many times have we been told we came out of the world?
Amen.
Oh, we still got the love of the world in us. We love the things the world offers.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that thing is going to be taken away from us.
Yeah.
And boy, we're going to be in real trouble.
Yeah.
Troublesome times you're here.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we come with enmity between us as brothers?
Hallelujah.
Are we each other's enemy?
Hallelujah.
The enemy comes but to kill.
Yes, Lord.
The thief comes but to kill.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
To destroy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Search me, O God.
Oh, yes, Lord God.
Know my heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
No mind take.
Oh, yes, Lord.
What's behind all this?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I won't worry much longer. I'm just trying to clear myself.
Hallelujah. Glory.
For I was alive without the law once. I remember that. I mean, when I was a young boy, I didn't think I did anything wrong. I got to be 14, 15, I started to live my own life, and I thought, man, I know what I'm doing. Yes, sir. My dad couldn't convince me out of sin.
My Lord.
Neither could my mama. Mama tried, but I never forget my father one day warning me. He said, boy, if you sow your wild oats, you're going to reap them. I had no idea what he was talking about. I said, yeah, well, what about you? He said, well, I'm reaping mine. And when I think back to how my father did reap, when I begin to understand the difference between spirituality and how my father did reap, what he sowed when he was younger.
Oh, yes, Lord.
He didn't get by. God saved him, though, I believe. But right towards the end, he had a real fight. Because you see what Satan does, as you are reaping what you sow, he tries to tell you, you're not saved. That's not taken care of. When you read the account of a great man, the one that I remember so vividly was Martin Luther, of his death. He had an agonizing death. Dame Marotta had an agonizing death. Sister Margaret had an agonizing death. Sister Bush had an agonizing death. Sister Day. They agonized when they were all at once confronted that they were going to die. They agonized.
Yes.
Well, what?
Hallelujah.
I still remember Sister Day. And even Sister, I told you about her. Yes, I did.
Amen.
Did you agonize when David is dying? It was an agonizing death.
All right.
Until death was actually a relief. When he finally died in the faith, you were relieved, he was relieved, and death was swallowed up in victory. Oh my God, how blessed we are that we have been able to witness saints die. Or now in the net, so we could have found four of them left and right.
That's right.
Especially when they were living.
Hallelujah.
You'd always find fault in their inability to live the completely sanctified life. A lot of people gave the thought that was God's righteous judgment on them to take them, and it was.
Hallelujah.
They were ready.
Thank you, God.
To meet a judgment.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Rich had an agonizing death. You had an agonized too, didn't you? That I might know him in the fellowship of his suffering and be made conformable unto his death.
Amen.
What's the matter, folk? Will you please tell me when I quote scriptures how you sit there and almost defy me in your mind that I am not applying it right? Will you somehow shake that thing?
Hallelujah.
Maybe you don't need what I'm saying. Or somebody else does.
Yes, yes.
Maybe you're strong enough to rise above some of the things, but there's many who are not.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And when you give strength, my friends, to anybody else that's struggling in your weakness,
my Lord,
you're not helping the cause.
No.
And that's what this is all about.
Amen.
The life that we now live.
Hallelujah.
In this flesh.
Hallelujah.
We live because of a cause.
Hallelujah.
We have a cause.
Yeah.
Much greater than your cause or my cause. We have a cause. For that cause, we bow, we submit, we yield. It's greater than you and me.
Hallelujah.
No, I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to. Father, your cause. You want my mouth shut up? Well, it's not going to be. God's keeping me alive. Kept me alive. Amen. You better understand the scripture. Because you have an adversary. He's not after me, he's after you.
Right.
Your adversary is not after me.
Right.
He's after you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right. So don't get in no place.
Lord Jesus.
I've done the best I
can.
I stand before you in your righteous judgment.
Righteous.
Persecutions and tribulations and adversity on every side.
Amen.
Which is the righteous judgment of God.
Righteous.
For he has accounted worthy,
worthy
to enter in to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but I'm striving to enter in. And maybe you won't see it, but he does.
He does.
Remember, he's looking at your heart too.
Amen. So
thank you, Father.
He's trying your heart too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The Spirit of Christ in you.
Amen.
Hmm?
Do it, God.
Yes, Lord. See if I could bring that out. That old carnal nature, this old man just kicks against that. I was telling Brother Dennis that they were talking about the little woman in the Bible where they caught her in adultery. And he says, you know, they didn't say nothing about the man.
Right.
Yeah, Jesus did. I said, yes, he did. You know what Jesus said to those men? See, because they were so carnal and so simple, they didn't grasp it. He was actually telling them that he wasn't going to condemn them for what they were doing.
Amen.
They were accusers. So he said, where's your accusers?
Amen. Hallelujah.
He got rid of the accusers.
Amen.
Come on. And he wasn't out to condemn them either.
Amen.
Aren't you glad God hasn't condemned you for your accusations? Because you know who's the father of an accusation, don't you?
Yes, Lord.
Don't call God a liar.
No.
We know who the accuser is.
Amen.
Now, God, call God a liar again.
Oh, my God.
We know who the accuser is. It's not you. It's not me. It's the devil. And he gets a hold of people. Now, Christ in you is not an accuser. He is not an accuser.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Don't accuse me now. I'm not preaching the word right. Don't do that. You better save yourself from the spirit of the Satan. Because Satan is having a heyday, brothers and sisters. And we need to be aware. He goes about as a roaring lion. Seeking whom he may devour. He puts fear in people's hearts to get them to leave the flock or to separate themselves. Then he takes it.
Yes.
How many times have I told you I have to fight fear to talk to you people?
Right.
So now I'm afraid to do it.
Amen.
But I know that's not from God. I know that.
Amen.
So I got to. That's the devil telling me. God said, don't be afraid of their faces.
Amen.
We need to get to the point now where we trust in the work of God among us. For he hath begun a good work in us. And he has. A good work. Wow. Why is it so hard to get people, God, to acknowledge truth?
Hallelujah.
What is wrong with acknowledging from the heart the truth?
Yes, Lord.
Well, you think if you acknowledge the truth that you might be approving of something? Well, can't you be approving of what God's doing?
Lord.
The Bible said Jesus was a man of proof. You can't approve of what God's doing in the lives of your brother and sister.
My Lord.
You're so afraid you might be, well, I can't condone that. You can't approve the work that God's doing as he works out his good will. You're going to do it, right? You're going to save, aren't you? You're going to purify, right? You're going to do it, huh?
No.
You're going to make the other one rock straight, right? Hey, hey, little God.
No. No way.
You better repent.
Yes.
He He alone is God.
Oh, yes,
he brings all the glory and all the praise.
Hallelujah.
If he works anything through you, it'll be a work of faith.
Thank you, God.
It'll always be that way.
Amen.
Now, I'm trying to say that trumpet, the day of trumpets, is actually a day of everyone standing individually before the judge.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
It's a symbolic getting us ready for the final judgment.
Yes,
so when Jesus comes, that's the final judgment.
Thank God.
That'll be the end of the matter.
Glory.
And I told you before, that's the reason why I can tell you he's not coming this year.
Hallelujah.
But he has given us another time to prepare for that final judgment. Every man is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Hallelujah.
And give an account of the deeds done in his body, whether they be good or they be evil.
Yes.
And I tried to explain to you what evil is.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world. I need these people to be alive and remain.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I tried to read that to you the other day.
Hallelujah.
That's why God is going to shorten the day, because if he don't shorten the day, there'll be nobody left on this earth alive.
Amen.
Satan will come up and ask for them.
Yes.
But God's not going to learn, because he's already shooting them by his word.
Yes.
That's what that man was trying to tell me about shortening the days. I understood that. Now, that might have been a numerical complex thing, what he was saying.
Right.
I could see he didn't hear me. I could see he didn't pay no mind when I was doing it. I lose your face and tape. Some of you folks didn't even catch it at all. Oh, boy. He read the scripture, I think it was in Revelation, how the sun and the moon and stars would be not shine for a third.
Yes.
Which cuts the day from a 24-hour day to an 18-hour day. Shorten the day. He said the reason why he's doing that, I like his reason. I'm not going to debate with his calculation. I understand what he's saying. He said Satan is out to destroy this whole world and everything on it.
True.
And God can't let him do that. So God's going to shorten the day so he won't have enough time to do it. Wasted too much time already.
Right.
We've had time.
Right.
To do and we didn't do.
Amen.
What a gracious God.
Gracious, yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
My God.
My people will be willing. Oh, there's a scripture too. I thought I wrote that down. What did I do with that? That's right. Had that printed out too.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, yeah, that's right there where Paul was talking. Paul was talking about.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Let me see. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment to save me.
Mm-hmm.
And by it slew me.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore the law is holy.
Holy.
And the commandment holy and just and good.
Right.
Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid
for
sin.
Glory.
That it might appear sin.
Yes, Lord.
Working death in me.
Amen.
Which brings about separation.
Yes, Lord.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. Sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. In other words, the things I want to do right, I don't allow them to be done. I get in the way. My old feelings, my emotions.
Yes, yes.
For what I would, that do I not. For what I hate, that I do.
Amen.
If then I do that which not, I consent unto the law, and it is good.
Amen.
Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. This is a confession of a man who knew the mystery of Christ, God in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I wonder how it fare among the theologians today.
Hallelujah.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no
good thing.
And here's the scripture. For your will is present.
Oh, yes.
I want to do right.
Yes.
I want to be right.
Yes.
For your will is present with me. How are you? Can you testify to that?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't you really desire to do God's will?
Hallelujah.
Don't you really desire to be perfect?
Yes.
Don't you really have a will to do the thing that's bringing you God's sight?
Yes.
Your will is present.
Yes.
Amen.
It's not.
Yeah,
I'm not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Am I lying on the Holy Ghost?
Glory.
Well,
amen.
You're in trouble with most of you. If you quote the whole thing, you have to quote the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the will is present, Brother Sarah. I got the will to do God's will. Well. For your will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good?
Yes, Lord.
I find not.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's some kind of a confession.
Glory.
Amen. Yeah.
Huh? I find then a law.
Hallelujah.
That when I would do good.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Evil.
Amen.
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 The word evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
Hallelujah.
Any thought, any deed, any act. Any happening, any event that turns us away from God. That is evil. This is an evil generation.
Amen.
It is comprised of unbelief.
Amen.
An evil heart of unbelief.
Amen.
When I want to do right, and I start believing I can, or I will, then unbelief.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't live like that.
Yes, Lord.
I can't overcome that.
Amen.
I can't. See? An evil heart.
Yeah.
So we got to reverse that.
Yeah.
Because we can.
Yeah.
Amen.
We don't have to think evil.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We can reverse that.
Yeah.
We can be transformed by the renewal of our mind.
Hallelujah.
It's not an easy process, you know. You got to cast down all the other things that exalt itself above the I can do it.
Yes.
You got to cast it out, throw it out.
Yes.
You got to fight it day and night.
Yes. Glory.
You can't just lay down and play dead.
Yes.
You know you are dead.
Yes.
Why are you people resisting this?
My God.
Gentle, kind, considerate instruction to help you. Isn't the will to present in you this morning?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to do thy will, O God?
Oh, God.
So please tell me, help me. I will boldly say the Lord is my
helper.
Why are you sitting there hurting your heart today? You don't think you need to take this route? Are you so home free?
My God.
Hallelujah.
And if you are that far along, then why don't you strengthen your brother and your sister who are struggling and fighting with it?
Right.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Hallelujah.
I just know what I'm telling you is true.
It's true.
I just know what I'm saying to you.
Yes,
but, why? You don't know how to rejoice in the truth?
Hallelujah.
You don't know how to receive the truth that
word?
Hallelujah. But how to perform?
Hallelujah.
It only depends on how you receive it.
Glory.
True.
That's how it been.
Hallelujah.
And you receive the engrafted word which is able to save your soul.
Amen.
Because that's what this fall.
Hallelujah.
And your soul is not going to be saved without the one next to you.
Amen. Hey. Go ahead.
You restore
my soul.
My soul.
Hallelujah.
That's why we must believe in the restoration of all things.
Amen.
Because all the things comprise of one soul.
Amen. Glory.
For we know that all things. What's that scripture you quoted at me so many times about things? No. No, that's not the one you threw at me some time ago. No. No, you had a scripture that told us that we were the things. Is that the one you're talking about? See who he's calling things? That's what he's trying to bring out. See? We know that all things. See who are things? Hey, we're things. All things. And we know that all things. We know that all things. Hello, things. Hey, things. Yeah, you're just a thing. Boy, I don't know why that always sets your soul on fire. Why time is going as long as it is.
Yes, time.
How, that's one. Another reason why he told us how long time will be.
Your time,
how many times have I spoken over the years about time? About time.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I've been watching all the prophecy sites who were so adamant that they were going to bring it, was going to bring to an end with the rapture. Mm. And now it's gone. Now they're pushing it back. Now they're pushing it back. Or it'll be 20 years from now. Or it'll be 10 years from now. And I sit there and say, that's not the way. No, it's not going to be that long. A guy called this morning again. He said, Brother Sarah, he said, you are so right on. He said, but the next thing that's got to happen is a 7-year period, you know, of the covenant with the Jews. And I really have no qualm with that, but that's just not true.
My Lord. Jesus.
The covenant that God made with the Jews is when Jesus came.
Yeah.
That was the covenant.
Yeah.
It was a 7-year covenant.
Amen.
And he was cut off in the midst of the year. That's Daniel's 70th week.
Glory.
And when Jesus came the first time, he established a covenant.
Yes,
Lord. He fulfilled his promise about his first coming?
Yes, Lord.
First coming establishes his covenant that he's going to come again?
Glory!
It was a 7-year covenant. He filled out 3.5. He was then cut off.
Hallelujah.
To make room for the Gentiles to come into the kingdom?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Go into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature? Theologically mind to thunder the word of God. There will not be a 7-year covenant. We're looking for the final 3.5 years of the covenant.
Glory.
Are you listening to the messenger of the covenant?
Yes, Lord.
You still don't get it. The messenger of the covenant, the one that Jesus Christ made. When he used the phrase, I must go away. Mm-hmm. I don't know what in the world I got to do to make you people understand the weight of that. Can you picture what those apostles had done? What those disciples, Dan left there with them because they thought they had a winner. They thought he was going to overthrow the Romans, set up the kingdom. And boy, he was going roughshod over the devil. He's making havoc of Satan. He's healing the sick and raising the dead. Showing his mighty power. No God can come. Look at that. We went out in your name and we cast out devils and we healed the sick. Wow! We're on the winning side. And then one day, right smack bang in the middle of all that, Jesus said, hey, fellas, come here. I'm going to leave you. What?
Glory.
Amen.
He said, I gotta go away.
Yeah.
My God, people, yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless it.
Amen.
You don't catch a weight on that? They left their families and all in the hope that he was gonna establish his kingdom on earth. And now he's telling them he's gonna go away?
Yeah.
Then he actually says it like this. It's expedient.
Expedient.
of you people don't know what the word expedient means.
Yes.
I'm going to go away one of these days, folks. It's expedient for you that I go away. It'll be better for you. Yay! You want to get rid of me? I'm just going to go. Well, you ain't going to get rid of me. From that resurrection day, I won't be there. That's what Jesus was telling them. Why was the word of God to do something to you?
Yes, Lord.
I knew exactly how your minds are working. Can you picture Jesus saying that to Peter, James, and John, who left all to follow him? They left all to follow him. They left all to follow him. And he said, I'm going to go away. And I think it was Thomas who said, well, we're all, wherever you go, we're going to go. No, I said, you can't follow me then. You can't follow me now. That's what he said. But we left that and follow you. Now you're going to go away? Well, I said, I'll tell you where I'm going to go. We're going to go away.
Glory.
I'm going to send to you another manifestation of me. Because I'm in the flesh right now. And what you guys got to do in the flesh, I can't be with you.
All right.
I can't go. You're going to go that way. You're going to go that way. And you're going to go that way. And I can't go all those ways because I'm in the flesh. We're going to send another. What Jesus said about that Holy Spirit? He said, when he has come, he will. What should I lead you for? Where he leads me? How come you're so slow? How come you're so slow? Well, I don't like the way you present it. Come on. Jesus said, follow me. He said, I'm going to go away. Well, we're going to stay with you, Lord. You can't go away. We're following you. He said, no. He said, where you're going to go, you're going to have another manifestation or revelation of me in you, and then he'll go with you. Right, he went with Thomas to India. He went to Andrew, Russia. He went with... They went everywhere. To the regeneration.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Praise God.
I have started for the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Father, forgive us this day.
Yes, Lord.
Our trespasses.
Yes.
Give us the daily bread.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
We might obtain mercy.
Mercy.
To help.
Help.
In the time of need.
Yes, Lord.
That'll be the prayer of my heart, Lord.
Prayer of my heart, Lord.
I don't want to pray like you mentioned to me last night. Don't pray like the hypocrite.
No.
Because I was led to go to prayer, and I prayed just like he told me to. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And Satan threw that at me. He said, you're praying like a hypocrite.
My Lord.
And I went out to the little trailer, and I got on my face and said, my God, what am I doing? He said, no, you're not praying like a hypocrite.
My Lord.
The only time you pray like a hypocrite is when you don't believe.
Hallelujah.
For what you pray.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
When I say that, now I got it. Don't be like the hypocrites who don't believe what they say. Don't preach the word of God about walking in truth up there without believing it, that you can do it. Don't do that, and I won't. I'm not a hypocrite. I believe what I preach can be done. I know it can't be done by myself, but I know that Christ is in me, and you can be done. I'm not a hypocrite. Now, whether you say it or not makes no difference to me. You just go ahead and be a hypocrite if you want to be.
Bless you, Jesus.
They don't like that, do they, Lord?
Hallelujah. Glory.
Don't pray as a hypocrite.
Amen.
Don't do it. Don't shout like a hypocrite.
Amen.
I remember years ago, a folk would say, I go to that church.
Amen.
All that folk do is jump up down and shout, and then they live like hell. They're a bunch of hypocrites. I say to them, come on, one more won't hurt.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Yes, Lord.
We're not living a hypocritical life.
No. Can't do it.
You're not going to persuade me we're a bunch of hypocrites.
No.
Are you a believer in this life that God showed you to, or are you not?
Amen.
If you believe that this is what God wants, self-denial, self-sufficiency, trusting in the Lord, but not in self, trusting that our self will be turned over to Him, then you're not a hypocrite. You don't believe that God can perfect that which He started in you, then you're a hypocrite. He can do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will. But you always just, why don't you just apply the word to yourself instead of trying to apply it to everybody else? I can do all things. Now, if you say that and you don't believe it, then you're a hypocrite. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loved us, gave Himself for us. And Jesus Christ, in order that He might sanctify the church of the people, one without the camp, one without the established theology of the restrictions of the law and all that. What? And He sanctified them through His own blood by a week we're going to have who knows who God's going to set through here.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing how you watch it, because last week we went through that same old episode. What was that, last Saturday, Brother Jonathan? Brother Jonathan up there?
Sure.
Wasn't that last week, Saturday, when that man showed up?
Yeah.
And last Saturday. Haven't seen him since. Do you rejoice over that, Brother Jonathan? No, I don't rejoice over that. But all I do is put people through a test. I have to do that. I have to do it because too many times in the past I would, out of the compassion of my heart, I just got a man standing right out here about 11 o'clock at night, his bag sitting out there. Walks right up on the ground. I gave up everything to come here and be a part of this. Here I am.
Okay,
bless you,
Jesus.
How would you like to be the judge seat on that?
Hallelujah.
And so I put her to the test. I had Jonathan take her back downtown. And if we'd have had, did you have to pay for the room, Jonathan?
No.
He had enough, right?
Yeah.
But we were willing to pay, weren't we?
Yeah.
You were going to do it. And then I started looking to see if you're going to come back. Hadn't come back once.
Oh,
huh?
Hallelujah.
What would you have done if you came back? Well, I'd have put him to another test.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A test is tribulation.
Yeah.
It's a trial.
Hallelujah.
See whether you're sound or not.
Yeah.
The point is, if God actually told the man to come here, then He'd let me know.
Yeah.
And because He didn't let me know, the man said, God told him to come, so then I put it to the test.
Hallelujah.
If God really told him, He'd have been back out here the next morning early.
Hallelujah.
And if we'd have put him off again, he'd have been back again and back again because God told him. Are you here because God told you? Did God tell you? So 35 years, man. How many times?
Many.
Huh?
Many.
Oh, God.
Oh. Many should be made white and tried and... Many should be made white and tried and... Many should be made white and tried and... Don't ignore the last part.
Hallelujah.
The finishing part. The results of being tried. Sometimes it just rings in my spirit. And I say, Mike, I want to stir up your pure mind. Blessed are the pure in heart. Unto the pure, all things are pure. Now you can find out if your heart's truly pure. Right? See, now the only thing you do with that is when you find that your heart's not pure, then you purify your heart by faith. And then you start making your judgment from a pure heart.
Hallelujah.
You examine yourself.
Hallelujah.
To see whether you're in the faith.
Amen.
Because there's no way I'm going to look at any of you and see purity.
No.
Unless I can find Christ.
Amen.
He's pure.
Yes,
he is. My brother, stare. Are you putting this all on him? Absolutely. I'm putting it all on him. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord. Who stand by night.
Many things
about tomorrow.
is getting brighter.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
As the golden stairs I climb, every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
There no tear will dim the eye. And to at the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
And I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty. But the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood. But his presence goes before me. And I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody hear me okay?
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, his name is Jesus.
Yes.
He's the author and the finisher of our faith. The one who has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God. Through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. At this hour, by God's divine decree. I don't think God's surprised about who's here and who's not here. Glory, glory. I think who's here has always been in the foreknowledge of God. Who belongs to him in his foreknowledge? We he had foreknown and predestinated.
Hallelujah.
And the foundations of God stand as sure, having this seal. God knoweth them that he is.
Amen.
And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, iniquity that will be your ruin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory,
glory.
So once again we're gathered. It's the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
Plus we have the word of God, the admonition.
Hallelujah.
We admonish to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
Even so much the more as we see the day approaching.
Glory.
Meaning not only that we come together in a building, but we dwell together.
Right.
Yeah, that's the real meaning of it. Because in the kingdom, we'll dwell together.
Amen.
In Christ, we dwell together.
Amen.
We don't just show up on Sabbath and say, here we are in Christ, but we are in Christ.
Amen.
Eternally.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We live in Him and He lives in us. Glory, glory. So we're not only talking about coming together on the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about dwelling together.
Amen.
Listen to Psalm 133, verse 1. It says, behold, take a look at this.
Hallelujah.
How good,
good
and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Good and pleasant.
Amen.
Is that the truth or not?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We should all be striving for it then.
Amen.
Huh? To dwell together in unity. Behold how good and how pleasant it is.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, that's probably the ultimate test, you know.
It is.
If we say we're Christians, that's one thing, but the ultimate test is when we dwell together with the people of God. That takes all the shuck and jive out of it.
Right.
It tells the true story.
Yes.
It makes things manifest.
Yes.
You understand? It is the ultimate test.
Hallelujah.
When we dwell together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's different, you know, if we only see each other once or twice a week.
Yes.
We're some of the nicest folk.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
You wouldn't think the lady that sang that pretty song just now, that was time she wouldn't speak to me. You wouldn't believe that, would you? Huh?
Woo,
glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, well.
But
that doesn't mean that she's not a child of God.
Amen.
She loves the Lord.
Yeah.
Waiting patiently.
Yeah.
She don't remember, but I do.
Hallelujah.
There's been time when those sisters wouldn't speak to me out there.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I tell the truth in Christ and I lie not.
Amen.
Nevertheless, none of these things move me.
Right.
Glory, glory.
Glory. Glory.
I would always speak to them when I could do so in peace.
All right.
Sometimes, Brother Phil, you just have to be quiet.
There you go.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's Brother Phil's quote.
Glory.
Isn't that wise?
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to be quiet.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I got a quote from Brother Kirk. He has some good ones. They're talking up there now. I don't know what they're doing. Is everything working all right?
Yes, sir.
Your quote, Brother Kurt, remember.
Which one?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Going to tell everybody.
All right.
Incidentally, I'm so glad you're here, saints.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad that you're here. Glad that we're here.
Amen.
Those that are listening, I'm glad that you're here.
Amen.
And I'm certainly glad.
Oh, yes.
That the one that hold our hand is here.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, here's a quote, Brother Kurt. Yeah, I know this place, God has, it's God's purpose. There's a purpose in it.
Hallelujah.
Let me see, did I say that right? Help me out. This place, God has a purpose in it.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
But, he said, if it wasn't for that purpose, you take some dynamite and blow this place up.
That's what
you say. Well, I agree with it. I agree with it. Some like to pussyfoot around, but I just like to speak the truth. You know that. If this God's purpose wasn't in it, it's not too appetizing. I can tell you that. But for anybody that has a love for God, love God's people, seeking the will of God, seeking the return of Jesus Christ, then it's all right. Yeah, that overcomes all the other stuff. But if it wasn't for that, yeah, like Brother Kurt said, we take dynamite and blow it up. Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is the ultimate test.
All right.
You know, we're all fine Christians by ourselves.
Sure.
We work well in loop back.
Yeah.
But put us in the system. Put us with the brother and with the sister. and we don't fare so well. How do you know? Because we said, you know, I could live for God, right? But brother make me not be able, and sister make me not be able, preacher make me not be able, huh? So this is the ultimate test, isn't it? Hallelujah. The God who loves us, he proves all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, we've had tests that really didn't challenge us, but we won't have any from God that don't challenge us. We won't say, man, that test was a, I just blew through. God don't give anything like that. Hello. Glory, glory. Yeah, God's test is going to challenge you to the utmost. Hallelujah, because he's going to save you to the utmost. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Like the preacher said, he's going to shake every bush, lift up every stone. He's going to search you through and through. Hallelujah. Yeah, when he show up, you'll be ready for him. He'll be ready for you. Is that all right? Glory, glory, glory. So we've seen it time and time again, you know, the trial of living with God's people. And many say, well, I'd love to be there. Well, just understanding that it'd be a trial of your faith. Right. I know living out there is a trial of your faith. No different here.
Amen.
Living with God's people, it's a great trial. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. As long as you understand, you coming here won't deliver you from your trial.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you're just, the bar will be raised.
Right.
Understand?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, the psalmist said, try me, O Lord.
Amen.
Is that what you say?
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Us being saved has to do with our neighbor as well.
Glory, God.
The body of Christ, our love for the brethren. We were talking about standing before the judgment seat of Christ, giving account, and we must, it's written.
Amen.
What are we going to give account for? Well, the deeds we've done in our body.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Or the deeds we've not done in our body.
Yes, sir.
You understand that there with opportunity, privileges come responsibility. Y'all know that we have a responsibility as sons of God.
That's right.
Yes. That's why there's going to be a judgment seat.
Amen.
We're going to have to give account of how we dealt with our brother.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
How we was our brother's keeper.
Yes, sir.
How we was faithful in our worship and service to God.
Amen.
In our seeking God.
Amen.
No, we will be.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been told that we're here to learn how to worship God.
Oh my God.
To learn discipline. Forsake all. Deny ourselves and take up our cross. Of course, that's the same with any Christian. It's no different requirement.
No.
It's the same thing, same test. But this is just the advanced test. You understand? You got to do it with the other people, then it's an advanced test. I know we ace the test when it's just us. Bring it on. Try me, Lord.
Amen.
Well, here we are, and we're being tried.
Yes.
And not only do we have to deal with our own iniquity, well, we have to deal with the harvest too. No?
Praise the Lord.
We're not only affected by our shortcoming, but by our neighbor's shortcoming as well. Faithfulness is required, though. Steadfastness, you understand.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
I've got a word here. I'm going to look at it here in a minute. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Again, I want to say that I stand before you in fear. Fear and trembling. All right? Because in being meek and humble, submitted to God, I'm still required to speak the word with boldness and confidence.
Amen.
Not with arrogancy and pride, but in boldness and confidence.
Amen.
I can't say, well, maybe we'll have to give account. I can't do it like that. We will give account for the things that we've done, the deeds we've done in our bodies. See how I say that?
Hallelujah.
Well, does that mean you, brother? Exactly. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah, what I preach always include me.
Amen.
And I've heard lots of preaching. You've heard lots of preaching. One of the other things that's been said is, for all the labor and work that's been done here, there's little fruit. You understand how long this gospel has been preached? The gospel, the coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With fervor and zeal and anointing and power. Anybody understand? How many ears it's reached? How many broadcasts it's gone over? Very little fruit. No? That should cause you to tremble. Of course, the scriptures say, few there be that find the way that leads to life. Many are called, few are chosen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The way that leads to life is narrow.
Yes, Lord.
The gate is straight.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But it is the way that leads to life. There's no other way. We must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. If we follow Jesus, we'll take our cross. That's the only way. We will deny ourselves and take up our cross. Else we're not following Jesus. Huh? We follow Jesus, we love the brethren, we serve them. Oh yeah. We bear one another's burdens.
Yes.
And fulfill the law of Christ.
Amen.
Hmm? For the cause of Christ. That's how we can dwell together in unity.
Praise God.
For the cause of Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
What would prevent us if we find the greater cause?
Yeah.
Everybody see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
When we can't dwell together in unity, we find a cause greater than the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
We all stick with the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
We can dwell together in unity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
It is the truth.
Yes.
And it's a testimony against us.
Yes.
You know, all these excuses that we make up.
Yeah.
And the answer is we find another cause greater than the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Imagine a wretched sinner finding a greater cause.
Mm.
But they do.
Mm.
Huh? It might be my calling. Huh? Well, we all have a similar calling.
Glory.
We're the same call.
Yes.
Everybody understand?
Yes.
Ultimately, our calling.
Yes.
Has to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Huh?
We're called to be saints. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
So yeah, there's ways that we can preach and not include ourselves. You know that, don't you?
Amen.
Some may not perceive it, but it can be perceived. You know, we can preach this is for so-and-so and, you know, for all the slothful, lazy people.
My Lord.
Not like me, you know, that are not like I am.
Oh God.
That's not good preaching though.
Amen. Amen.
And then there's a preaching that points to you and what you've done.
Amen.
No?
Amen.
No, sir.
Not good preaching though.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
True.
Amen.
The Bible says, here's what Jesus, search the scriptures.
Oh, yes.
For in them you think you have eternal life, but the scriptures testify of me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In our preaching, in our dealing with one another, in our testifying, our testimony, you know what we ought to do?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we ought to point to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's a good testimony. That's a good preaching. That's good preaching. Hallelujah. That's a good confession.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
And of course, if we have a gift, it has to be sanctified.
Yeah.
And yes, we need someone to receive it.
Hallelujah.
We heard that this morning.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, for God to receive our gift, we must receive the gift that He gives.
Hallelujah.
Of course, God gives us Jesus Christ.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's greatest gift.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless.
Yeah, when we receive Him, then God can receive our gift.
Hallelujah.
Because He's the one that, Christ is the one that sanctifies.
Hallelujah.
He's our high priest.
Hallelujah.
Who makes our sacrifices acceptable to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no sacrifice acceptable to God pointing to yourself and your calling and what you've done. No. It's not acceptable to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. The sacrifice that acceptable, it testifies of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Is that all you do? Well, if you testify of Jesus Christ, then you testify the body.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So we will be, we are accountable. Some of us are not faithful in coming to the tabernacle. You know that, don't you? Are they brothers? Well, I believe so. But some are not faithful. I'm sure there's excuses, though, but they're not acceptable either. Huh? Why? The Bible said you are without excuse. The other thing is we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Huh? Like Joshua said, we are well able. Let us go up at once.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory. Yeah, Brother Starr said it was needful. Well, evidently God saw it needful for him to be taken away.
Yes.
Of course, we don't.
Yes.
We were told. No.
Yes.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we can't just sit on our laurels and play dead. I heard him say that too.
Yes.
Well, Brother Starr is not here. No need for us to go to the tabernacle. No need for us to serve one another and love one another. No need to rejoice. No need to pray, huh?
Hallelujah.
Some of that's going on, you know. But it's only revealing what was in the heart. You understand? There's a revelation going on here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those that love the Lord and seek the Lord, they're still loving him and seeking him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because God is still seeking them. Is he seeking you? Hallelujah. It is the Lord's doing that we are sought out. A city not forsaken. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So some believe that because Brother Steer is not here with us in person, no one should preach, no one should edify, no one should prophesy. We should just play dead. That's not the case. Christ still liveth in me. Glory, glory. Still have a testimony. I still have a song. I still have a praise. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For edification. And we should edify one another.
Amen.
That's part of our responsibility as members of the body. Not just to do what pleases us, but what edifies the body. No. That's our portion.
Yes.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm always going to testify of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the one working in me, living in me. That's not my doing.
No.
That's my testimony.
Jesus.
Christ liveth in me.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I'm able to see Christ in you. It's God's hope of glory. Hallelujah. You all don't realize that this is the Lord's doing. Some say, well, since Brother Steer is not here, there's no anointed preaching. God doesn't come visit us anymore. Well, I can't go along with that. Here he is visiting us. Hallelujah. And the promise is, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it. Thank you, Lord. I know that there are some out there that are listening and are being edified. To God be all the glory. Because God has made it possible for the word still to go forth. Your brother Sarah's gospel of the kingdom is still being preached. How about that? Yeah. Though he's sleep, he's still speaking. What are you doing, Brother Wright? I'm saying amen. Amen. That's what I'm saying. It is a righteous response. Hallelujah. You mean he's going to preach all this fire and truth and there's not going to be a resounding amen here after he's gone?
Amen.
That's not right.
Amen.
I say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So we're in a great trial of our faith.
Yes, we are. Thank God.
Yeah, we do thank God.
Yes.
So precious, the trial of our faith. We can't ace this test, you know. You're not out of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God means for us to pass it.
Yes.
But it's going to be a test. It's not going to be something pseudo. You know, we like pseudo things. You call them a test, but it's not. No, we're in a test. The trial of our faith. Every day. Praise the Lord. Every moment of every day. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for that. The end of that is when he hath tried us, we shall come forth as gold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Overcome every obstacle.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Be delivered out of every affliction.
Yes, Lord.
Cast down every doubt and every fear.
Glory.
Eventually, death will be swallowed up in victory. It is the last enemy. After that one, we won't fight anymore.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory, Jesus.
Worthy, oh God.
Faith, courage, and patience. We need faith and courage and patience.
Yes, Lord.
The elements that's needed to mature those is called time. Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Which there's an end to time.
Amen.
Yeah, these can't be perfected in eternity.
No.
It will manifest, but these things, faith and courage, well, faith will come to the end of it.
Amen.
How about that?
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's called our salvation.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Worthy.
Here's the word I'm going for. It's I'm going to read the definition. Tired. Worn out.
Mm.
Boy, you wouldn't want those parts on your vehicle.
Mm.
Without further liking.
Mm.
Without patience.
Mm.
Without tolerance.
Mm.
Or zeal.
Mm.
Bored with.
Mm.
Or bored of.
Mm.
How about that?
Right.
Irksome, tedious, tiresome.
Mm.
Well, the word is weary. That's the word.
Amen.
We go to the tabernacle, but we're tired with that stuff. We're bored of that. We go pray, but I'm bored, tired. Maybe I'll go do something else. What does the word say about it? Well, let us not be weary.
Hallelujah.
We'll do.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Well, you know, we don't want to be hypocrites. Don't be hypocrites.
Jesus.
Yeah, come on down and do it faithfully.
Jesus. Glory.
And if at first you don't succeed,
try again.
Hallelujah. Well, let me read our scriptures about the weary. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, of course, the first one. Let's try Micah 6. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Receive a prophet, receive a prophet's reward.
Lord, amen.
Is that not true?
Yes.
Receive a righteous man, receive a righteous man's reward.
Lord,
Thank you,
Jesus.
I see some here are receiving the prophet's reward.
Glory.
I am.
Glory.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm receiving a righteous man to rule.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, some believe that to mean they receive some high revelation that sets them above everybody. Yeah, that's what some call the prophet's reward. But yeah, that is carnal. The prophet's reward is revelation truth. Huh? Now than anything, everything, even the things that we overlook. Huh?
Right. True.
No?
Yes.
And, you know, God's word is true, is pure. It's not contradictory.
No.
Hmm? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. So like I say, I believe that there are some here that are receiving the prophet's reward. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And receiving a righteous man's reward.
Yes, Lord.
Because the scriptures are they're inexhaustible. You understand what I say? You can take one scripture there and you can expound on it all day long and still never scratch the surface. Some think that they take the scripture and it just means this concerning me. That's garbage. That's not God's word. Yeah, God's word is eternal. Liveth and abideth forever. Huh? And we haven't got to the end of it. No, no, no. And as long as we walk in truth and submit to God, then we can get more. The moment we get high and mighty, and nobody know but me, then that's when our lights go out. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Scripture pertains to all of us. Yeah, God knew you before you were formed in the womb. No? Hallelujah. Huh? He put his word in your mouth.
Yes.
It's not even in our mouth. It's the word of faith that we preach. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless
you. Bored. Yeah. You know the manifestation of bored, huh? You know. Dead looks. Praise the Lord. Well, again, let me remind you, let us not be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary. Be not weary, pilgrims. Huh? You're going to be in the patient waiting you, not being weary. We'll reap in due season. If we faint not. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And the prophet not only gave me fish and bread to eat, he taught me how to fish. You understand? I'm still getting food. Is that all right? I still find bread to eat. That's how I've received from the prophet. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. I still love to worship God. Hallelujah. I still love God's people. Glory, glory. I still have a shout. Still have a song. Glory, glory. And I don't think it's carnal. And if you do, it doesn't bother me. And it won't stop me. Hallelujah. So I would admonish you now that we should give glory to God.
Yes.
We shouldn't have a calling so high that we can't give glory to God anymore.
That's right.
Huh? You call yourself right out of God's grace. You got a call and you came gather with God's people. Call you right out of God's grace. See how simple I speak it? Well, what should we do with stuff like that? Well, we shouldn't be partakers of it. You know, just because somebody is charismatic, you shouldn't mess with them. If you do, then guess what? If you give place to the devil, will anybody know what happened? The Bible said, give no place to the devil.
He shall prevail.
No place.
No place.
Give no place.
No place.
This is the word of God.
Yes.
No one should have any problem with this.
Hallelujah.
Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, there's no gospel where we shouldn't worship God.
No.
Or we shouldn't praise God.
No.
Or we shouldn't magnify that.
No.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But there's a spirit going around that say we shouldn't do it. You understand? Yeah, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Say, it say you shouldn't worship. Huh? We need to worship God because he's worthy. Offense with this. This is just the gospel truth. Yeah, he's great and greatly to be praised. He's high and lifted up. Hallelujah. Righteous response is to worship him. Glory, glory. This is how we come together in unity. And worship to God. If that's what we want to do, we can come together. If we want to exalt ourselves, we can't do it. But if we come here to worship God, we can do it. Huh? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. This is a house of worship. We have come into this house. We've gathered in his name to worship him. Not come to worship man or any man's calling. Huh? Hello? No one should have any problem with what I'm saying. This is the truth. This is for your edification. You ought to say, amen, brother. Amen, brother. Yeah, we are all God's children by faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there are spirits that manifest here. Huh? That's what hindered the worship. That's what hindered God getting the glory. And I talk like this and they get offended. What the hell with them? He's still worthy. About flesh and blood. I'm talking about spirit. You know, when God comes in a man's heart, you know what? I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. Flame filled the temple. Thank you, God. Holy. Holy. You tell me you see the Lord and you act like a sourpuss and exalt. When you see the Lord, you get down. Hallelujah. You worship him. Nobody had to tell Isaiah. Nobody had to tell him. He said, I saw the Lord. I know what happened when people see the Lord. So I don't care what kind of facade you put on these damn spirits. They're from hell.
Right.
Yeah. scripture.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. But I'm sure I don't have a monopoly on the scriptures. I can die and the world keep right on turning. Huh? I'm not the Savior, he's Jesus Christ. How about that? That's not the spirit we have around here, Lord. Huh? I point you to the Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, he saved to the uttermost. He saved the lowly. He saved the cast out. He saved, the desolate. What about the proud? Well, he can't save them. He can't save the proud. He had to bring them down first. He resists the proud. He know them afar off. Well, why are you so stirred up, Pastor Wright? Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the battlefield.
Right.
Yeah, spiritual wickedness in the high places. Powers, principalities. Yeah, it's not Pastor Wright that come here to worship God. It's them damn devils that you fellowship with. It's them devils that you fellowship with. It's you and your sin. I don't prevent anybody from coming to God. Come on. Come let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north.
Hallelujah.
A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself.
Bless you, Lord.
And a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
Hallelujah.
Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures.
Yes, Lord.
This was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion.
Hallelujah.
On the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle.
Hallelujah.
Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another. And two covered their bodies. As they went, everyone straight forward, whether the Spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned.
Hallelujah.
As the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures, with its four faces.
Yes, Lord.
The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle
of a wheel.
Amen. When they went up on their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. And their rings were full of eyes round about them four.
Amen.
And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them.
Yes.
And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up.
Yes.
Whethersoever the spirit was to go, they went.
Amen.
Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels.
Amen.
When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmaments were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech,
hallelujah,
as the noise of an host.
Hallelujah.
When they stood, they let down their wings, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads.
Yes, sir.
When they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone.
Yes, Lord.
And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of the fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward.
Yes, Lord.
I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
Amen.
As the appearance,
ooh, Jesus,
of the bow that is in the cloud,
hallelujah,
in the day of the rain.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So was the appearance of the brightness round about.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Ooh.
This was the appearance,
glory, God,
of the likeness,
yes, Lord,
of the glory of God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And when I saw it,
hallelujah,
I fell upon my face.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 And I heard a voice,
hallelujah,
of one that spake.
Yes.
See how it is when you see the glory of God?
Hallelujah.
In every account.
Glory.
Everybody understand?
Glory.
You get on your face.
Hallelujah.
You're not testifying of you seeing the glory of God in your pride and arrogancy and your superiority over everybody. Huh? You, the Holy Spirit of God can't discern that, huh? Well, I tell you, I can. By the Spirit of God. Huh? You can call me a liar if you want to. You got the Spirit of God, you can discern. Huh? When you see the Lord, when you do,
hallelujah,
it don't exalt you.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory.
With all your ministering and all your callings,
right,
and yourself exalted,
glory,
you ain't seen the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ain't seen. If you see him, you get down.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
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 Hallelujah.
If you seen him, you don't have to convince me. Let's get on your face. Come on,
yes,
get on your face. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now we're told that Jesus Christ is the expressed image of the brightness of his glory. And when you see him, you get on your face.
Hallelujah.
It brings you down. It humility. When you see Christ in your brother, if you see him, then it brings about some humility. And if you don't see him in your brother, then you don't see him. Everybody hear me preaching? I don't care if you believe it or not. You can just go to hell. But you can't see Christ in your brother. You can't see him. And when you see him in your brother, humility. Humility. Everybody hear that? This is your time. That sounds like an ominous warning, doesn't it?
Peace to you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I got peace in me. I got joy in me. So all the ominous warning don't mean nothing to me. Huh? This is our time. Yeah. His. Our time is in his hand. Huh? Let's not speak ambiguity. Let's speak plainly.
Amen.
Huh? Let's please peace. Speak plainly. Help me to do it, Lord.
Oh, bless you.
Word of faith.
He'll
help you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say something wrong, did I? Word of faith will help you, Pastor.
God bless you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm making no demands on anybody here.
No.
I'm speaking the word of truth. We have had it where demands were made on us. And we went through the motions. But our hearts weren't changed. Our hearts must be changed. We must be changed. We must be changed. This is God's purpose for us, that we be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
Jesus!
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Well, Pastor Rice, you don't sound too humble. Well, don't you see me standing? Huh? Praise the Lord. I told you what I like to do. Anybody remember? I like to sit in the back after I come in late and then leave early. I like to sit back there and watch y'all. But since there's a spirit that within me, it calls me to come in here and seek God's face. How about that? That's what we're supposed to do.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yeah, we have plenty of room up here.
Hallelujah.
Now, when people go to the fight, they pay big money for ringside seats.
Praise the Lord.
They go to the concert, they want to be right there at the stage. Well, this is just God's house. Let me sit in the back. Y'all don't mind me preaching, do you? I'm not going to act like, God sees it. This don't have anything to do with my heart. That's a lie. Yeah, everything that we do manifests what's in our heart. The way we say amen, the way we don't say amen, the things we say when the preaching's going on, things we don't say. Come on! We'll have to give account for what we do and what we don't do.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up.
Hallelujah.
You know, we can use cliches and things to muddy the water. It all depends upon our intent. Which God judges. You know he judged the intent of your heart. Praise the Lord. We shouldn't come to the house of God to worship. I mean, we shouldn't work so that there's a spirit that welcomes it. Now we got all these spirits that don't welcome it. How do you know? Well, I do know because I come to worship him. You know they come in with the body. Yeah, they do. They come in with a body. Well, we want to sit in our seat and just cross our leg. We go down to the beach or something. We come here to worship God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad I'm called to worship him. You understand this is not me. That's something in me that hallelujah. It's not the same spirit in you that calls you to worship God? Have you seen it?
Brother Stair,
praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy things. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's people praise you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. The baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Our revelations and our prophecies shouldn't come against the worship and praise of God. Come on here. We shouldn't throw out, huh? Not if we see Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
I'm Lord Jesus.
How long has this gospel of the coming of Jesus been preached? Ever since he left. And the response is still required to be the same. The hearts of the people that heard it way back then, it was to have a yearning for his coming. It's supposed to do the same for us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yearning for his coming. Not just some knowledge that you know when he's coming and what train he's going to be on, but to have a yearning. Actually be looking for him. Again, you say, I'm looking for him. Well, if you're not looking here, you're not looking for him. You're not looking for him. You disdain your brother, and you look in a book. That's not where Christ is. He's right here. He's right here. He's right here. Hallelujah. He's not in any inanimate object. When he's in, we live. If you are actually looking for Jesus, I'm going to say it again now, then you're looking for him in your brother. If you're not, I don't care how many prophecies and revelations, you are a liar.
I know that.
You say you love God whom you've never seen? Huh? And you don't want to come together and worship with the brother whom you have seen? Well, what about that? You're a liar. You are a liar. Saying you are a liar. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's not come in here because we can't do it in spirit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody tell you can't worship. If you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. You get out of the way. Or you let God be God. Hallelujah, he is God. I'm doing nothing against the doctrine of Christ. Let's do what he said. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Receive and grant the word with meekness. Humble yourselves in the sight of God. Let's do what he said then. Everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We shouldn't have all this division and opposition when we come here. It should be a coming together real easy. Yeah, it should be. We shouldn't have different minds. But I think we shouldn't say nothing. I think we shouldn't raise our hands. We shouldn't have that. I mean, we say we have the Spirit, then let's be in the Spirit. Now, the Spirit in me don't tell me that. If the Spirit in you tell you that, then we don't agree. The Spirit in me don't say that. The Spirit in me say, give me glory, give me praise. Spirit in me say, love your neighbor. Say, Christ is in him. That's your brother. Love him. Serve him. Lay down your life for him. That's what the Spirit tell me. Just the Spirit and truth or not? Lay down your life for the brethren. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Oh, God.
And we need to judge. We need to try the Spirit. Of course, many have tried the Spirit and say that, well, this isn't the Spirit of God. You know that. Doesn't bother me.
Amen.
Really does.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't bother me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But I wouldn't fool with anybody who say that this is not the Spirit of God working. That's against you. You can play all around all you want to. Okay? And some do. Some are, you know, on the fence, double-minded, mind not made up. You can't say that you weren't warned, though. Hallelujah. We're not going to take this fire in our bosom and not be burned. We'll have to give account for the truth we heard. Huh? For the admonitions we received. For the brother that looked at us and said, come on, love me. Come on. We'll have to give account. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm not trying to do away with any of the gospel. Like Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the prophets. But to fulfill. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Father, mercy.
We should all know that this is the Spirit of God. Not for destruction, but for edification. And we ought to receive it like that. I didn't write out a sermon, you know that. My message is always the same, no matter what I say. I testify of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're called to do. We are his witnesses. Huh?
Amen.
It's an abomination if I testify of me. I do know the difference, you know. Some think I don't. I can listen to preaching and know if they're testifying of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Just because you talk about the wheel in the middle of the wheel don't mean you're testifying of Jesus. I did it and I testified of Jesus, didn't I? That's how you do it.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to do it and you the end of it is you have some great mystery that you've worked out, then you're not testifying of Jesus Christ. Huh? God's word is inexhaustible. You're going to tell me you got it all in a nutshell? Come on. Praise the Lord. But one thing the scripture tells is there's a glory of God. Ezekiel saw it in a vision. And the vision caused him to fall on his face. And let's not forget that part. And let's not forget that Jesus Christ is the expressed image of God, righteous of God's glory. Huh? Hallelujah. That gives glory to God. It testifies of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So we're told to be not weary. Let us be not weary in well doing.
Yes, Lord.
And I say it's well for us to come here. It's well for us to worship God. It's well for us to love one another and serve. It's well. It's well that we humble ourselves. Huh? That we submit to the righteousness of God. It's well that we esteem others above ourselves. It's well. Let us not be weary in well doing. It's well to give glory to God. It's well to make a joyful noise. It's well. It's well to serve him with gladness and to give thanks with a grateful heart. Let us be not weary in well doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we'll have to stand up against them, brother. They are here, you know. Wicked spirits. Powers, principalities. That's what we wrestle against. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
what I preach shouldn't offend anybody, especially if you say you've seen him. You ought to be rejoicing. Huh? If you've seen him, then you can match it up and say, okay, this is a... But if you didn't get on your face, you didn't see him. Ezekiel saw the vision. He didn't puff himself up. You know God can't show everybody visions. Many that he show vision, then he can't save them no more. He get... Huh? How about that? How about you, Pastor? Well, I see Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't want God to give me something to lift me up above my brethren. Huh? No. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Huh? Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
And there have been some, whatever Brother Stair said about them, or even if he looked at them, then it made him, well, Brother Stair looked at me, so I'm a prophet. Brother Stair smiled at me. Brother Stair put my dream on me. You know, that's garbage. Well, I'm saying it, you know. If you don't want to say it, listen to me. Huh? Father, you hear the prophet? Don't you hear me? Yeah, I heard it. I'm going to humble myself. Stay in my place. Love the Lord. Love the brethren. Huh? Yeah, I heard it. Do you hear it? We hear the same thing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't hear the Spirit of God tell me to separate myself from my brother. From the world, but not from my brother. And if you separate from me, then I figure you say I'm not your brother. But Jesus is my brother. You're not going to get that from me. I may not be your brother, but Jesus is my brother. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You can be double-minded all you want to. Hallelujah. I know I'm outside the camp. What do you mean outside the camp? Well, I could tell you. Would you hear me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. But I'm in Christ and he's in me. Yes. The love of God. Peace of God. Come on. Hallelujah. For all the things that we're told that's coming up on the face of the earth, I need Jesus. I don't need a lot of garbage and bunk. I need something that will work. Huh? I need something that will work. Hallelujah. David talked about laying up something for the siege. That's what we need.
Right.
Amen.
Reveal truth.
We need faith in God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hmm?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, all truth is revealed because... That's why we have the Spirit. There's not any truth that's not revealed. All truth is revealed. Jesus Christ reveals himself to you. He is the truth. I've seen him reveal truth. Okay? Praise the Lord. Is that all right? You see? Well, that's because he manifests himself to you like he does not unto the world. That's revealed. Yeah, God has to reveal.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the only calling you need for the revelation is be a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Glory. Are you against the ministries of prophets? No. How can anybody say that?
We're here.
Are we not here?
Thank you.
The fruit of the ministry of the prophets?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Including R.G. State.
Yeah.
Also Jeremiah.
Yeah.
How about Ezekiel?
Yeah.
Isaiah?
Yeah.
How about Micah? Yeah, we're the fruit of the prophets.
Yeah.
No problem with the prophet ministry.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you got something for God's people, then get your gift, sanctify, and give it. You got something that's not just for you. If it is, it's not from God.
Huh?
It's not from God.
Hallelujah.
You got something from God, whatever it is.
Right.
It's to profit the body with all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's to get you down and get God up.
Yeah.
It's to testify of the greatness of God. There's no gifts God gives to exalt men. They already have that. It's a curse. We don't need a gift from God to exalt ourselves. We need a gift from God to humble ourselves. God don't give gifts to exalt folk. That's not from God. No, 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 no. Hallelujah.
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 We shouldn't be bored and tired of hearing about God.
Amen.
It is a shame. You know, we've been under the prophet. We don't have time to listen to you, Pastor Wright. Well, hear what the Spirit says. All right. You know what I say. Just hear what the Spirit says. I don't have anything to say. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't appreciate God and come to see about us?
Amen.
Are we going to put a different spin on this? Yeah, I testify of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's my Savior, my Deliverer,
Amen.
My glory, the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if all men forsake me, the Lord will lift me up. You can say the same thing. Your mother and father might forsake you, but Jesus will not. Make sure you're loyal to him. Huh? Don't forsake him for your brothers, sister, father, mother.
No.
Make sure you love him above all.
Hallelujah.
The test that he gives will determine that, you know.
Amen.
Of course, we got the book with the answers in it, but still, we not passing so well, huh? Imagine that. We got an open book test, and we still come up short. Help Jesus. We raise the book up. Well, that's a testimony against us. We still coming up short.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
True.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to try to find the scripture here. You know, about there's one in Malachi. Maybe we could read it. One of the prophets, you know.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm not in anybody's place but my own. I'm not preventing anybody to do what God would have them to do. In fact, I'm a help and an encouragement to anybody who wants to do what God would have them to do. I promise you that. I would encourage you to worship God.
Hallelujah.
Humble yourself to love your neighbor.
Hallelujah.
And if you got a gift, get it sanctified and give it. I encourage you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
I like gifts.
Amen.
Let me see. Here it is. It said, "O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee?" Isn't that quite? Now this is out of one of the prophets. Huh? Y'all believe the prophets, don't you?
Amen.
You know what God said? He said, Hear now what the Lord saith also. No, hear what the Lord said. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy. Yeah. And ye strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with his people. And he will plead with Israel. What is he going to plead? O my people, what have I done unto thee to weary thee?
Right.
That you come into my house so lackadaisical. What have I done to weary thee? You know, it's tiresome, it's irksome, it's bore. Huh? Come on, what have I done? Have I failed you? Have I forsook you? Have I been faithful? What have I done that you're weary to come in here and worship me? What have I done? This is the book. Somebody hold them up now. Let's hold, make sure we hold them up. What have I done to weary thee? That's God's controversy.
Oh, Jesus.
Where'd you find? Well, I found it in the prophets. I told you, I've got no problem with the prophets.
Right.
Hear what he said? That's God's question.
Right.
To God's people, he's, what have I done to weary thee?
That's right.
Well, I've got enough. You know, two witnesses, huh?
Yes, Lord.
Because there's always a witness for the word of God.
Yes.
Always.
That's right. Messenger.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Cornelius prayed and heard from God, he sent him to Peter with Paul. He sent him to Ananias. And they were different places. Heard the same thing. Two witnesses. It's always that way. If God just told you, then he didn't tell nobody. Everybody understand that? When he told the widow to sustain the prophet, guess what? He told the prophet, I've commanded the witness. See, always two witnesses. You're the only one to know, then God didn't tell you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I've got another one.
Oh, Jesus.
Let us be not weary,
not weary
in well doing. For in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Father. The next one, I think, is in, when I say Malachi. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor Rice, it's time for us to go. Yeah, come, Lord Jesus. Come and save us. Of course, when we're ready to go, he will. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, bless
you, Jesus. The Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in him. The Lord. Okay, that's the testimony. Service we can do.
That's right.
We taste it.
Yes. Amen.
Huh? Then we can testify.
He is good.
That the Lord is good.
Yes.
Huh? Anytime, all the time, every time.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We can make anything our pulpit.
Amen.
And we do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, we testify wherever we go. We're witnesses wherever. Yeah, we are His witnesses. My admonition, or the admonition of the Spirit, let's be faithful witnesses. Faithful witnesses. Hallelujah. Because the one that called us, He's faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah.
I got it right here.
Okay,
listen to it. But now I pray you beseech God that He will be gracious unto us.
Yes, Lord.
This hath been by your means. Will He regard your persons, said the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fires on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, said the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand.
Jesus.
For from the rising of the sun,
amen,
until the going down of the same, amen, my name, amen, shall be great,
amen,
among the Gentiles.
Glory.
And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name,
yes,
and a pure offering.
Yes.
For my name shall be great among the heathen,
yes,
said the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, and that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even His meat, is contemptible.
Yes.
You said also, behold, what a weariness it is. See the book?
Hallelujah. See the book?
You said, oh, what a weariness it is. We have to serve God. We have to worship God. Oh, what a weariness it is.
My God, my God. My God.
And you have snuffed at it, said the Lord of hosts. And you have brought that which was torn and lame and the sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, said the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Our words have been stout against the Lord.
Amen.
No?
Hallelujah.
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 The prophet says here, ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied Him? When you say everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Yeah, we weary God with that. And say, where is the God of judgment? What's the use of us going to pray?
My Lord.
Why should we seek the Lord? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise. Same time is moving on, but faith, courage, patience is going to be worked out in time.
Yeah. Amen.
God has a purpose for this time, you
yes,
know.
He do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as the song says, time is filled with swift transition. No, on earth unmoved can stand. Every earthly thing is going to be shaken.
Right.
Eventually, burned up.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But there's going to be something that remains.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Cannot be shaken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. It's good for a man to quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, after that, let's not be weary
right.
in well doing.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother David, you want to come pray for us?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us stand.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we thank you, Father, once again for gathering us together to hear the anointed word of God through the mouth of the prophet and the mouth of your pastor that you have sent us. Thank you, Lord, once again for gathering us here. Thank you for all those who would join us out there, wherever they may be. And thank you, Father, for your great love toward us.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, for calling us to be saints of the Most High God. And we must come together, Lord. You will do it.
Hallelujah.
You will have us a one church.
Yes.
For we are one in you and you in us.
Hallelujah.
So we just don't want to be weary, Lord, in well-doing. And we just want to just keep on, keeping on. Because that's all we can do is trust you, Lord, and keep our mind stayed on you. So help us, Father, to do just that, to keep our mind stayed on you each and every day. And let us not be weary in well-doing, I pray. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother David. Lord, hear our cry. I believe he will. Certainly this is the will of God. We be not weary. Did our faith fail not?
Yes.
Amen. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Hallelujah. You are so sinful. You are so wicked. I have pled with you for years, and I have cried and pled with you that thou shalt turn from thy sin.